listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, hoping that you had set your clocks back today. The Gospel Train leaves out every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM station. Remember to log on to DAWS2000.com during the week for a moment of inspiration. Well, we have a great show planned for you today. And, of course, we're going to tell you all about all the great things and activities that are coming up in your community. So stay with us as Luther Barnes, Al Green, Fred Hammond, and we got a brand new release from the Brooklyn Mass Choir coming to you. And they're going to get the train rolling down the track. We're coming to your home, bringing you a blessing.
He means more to me. even though I'm not all that I should be. And what makes him so very special is the fact that he gave his very life for me. What more? What more? What more can I say? All I can say is that I am. Yes, I am. Journey's end. Oh, I'm too close to shaking hands with all my friends. You know.
Did y'all hear that? Oh, precious, precious moment that lifts my soul on high, that gives me strength and courage and bid of fear goodbye, and bid of fear goodbye. Thank you.
Your luck to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. That was none other than a brand new release, More Than Anything, by the Brooklyn Mass Choir. We have their new album, and remember, you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train as you're riding with us. I want to remind you that this afternoon, the KCFA Rocky Mountain Chapter, they're having their monthly fellowship today at 3 o'clock p.m., at 11761 East Cornell Circle in Aurora. You can call Eunice at 303-517-7950 for more information. Also, I want to say next weekend, next Sunday, the Gospel Music Explosion, hosted by none other than Dr. Seal Morgan Smith, is going to be there. It's going to be at New Hope Baptist Church, 3701 Colorado Boulevard, featuring none other than Ron McMillan. And we have Christopher Hearn joined by John J.P. Polk. He was there last weekend with none other than Pastor Luther Barnes. And he's a great, great artist. Doors will open at 2:45. Concert will start at 3:30. That's next Sunday, November 13th. So you need to be there. That's Gospel Music Explosion. And that's going to be hosted by Dr. Seal Morgan Smith at New Hope Baptist Church. Also, I want to tell you that Decades of Love, they are presenting the One Night Only. It's a celebration. That's December 15th, and remember, you heard it right here on the Gospel Train. We're going to have Sia coming up. We're going to have her do an interview for us and tell us all about it, because she has done some great things. She was a runner-up in a karaoke world champion competition, and she's going to tell us all about it. But Decades of Love, if you remember, they always do a Christmas event. And this is going to be a spectacular one, so you definitely don't want to meet that. So mark your calendars for December 16th. So coming up today, I have none other than Pastor Bernard Wesley, who's going to tell us all about the Ricky Dillard concert. And, of course, they had the homegoing ceremony yesterday for Pastor Smith, and that's going to be at Rising Star. Coming up, that Ricky Dillard and Terrell Martin and the C2 Mass Choir, they're going to be performing this next Friday at Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Chain. We got more great gospel coming to you right after this, and a great, great interview. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, presenting Damien Sneed's Joy to the World, A Christmas Musical Journey on December 1st, featuring Damien's original arrangements of holiday favorites, spirituals, and gospel music. Tickets at NewmanCenterPresents.com.
Hello, Denver. I'm Dr. Ricky Dillard, and I'll be in the Mile High City on November 11th at 6 p.m. at the Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church. And I don't want you to miss this gospel experience. It's going to be fire. I look forward to seeing you there. Again, that's on November 11th at 6 p.m. at the Rising Star Baptist Church. I'll be there. Hope to see you there.
So glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. Tip joy.
We stand in awe of you. We sing amazed at the things you do. Somebody say you're holy, worthy of the Lamb. You were slain for me. See, we stand in awe of you.
Shout
the faith, the faith.
Hey, I'm Deborah Walker. You're riding on the gospel train, and I have the honor to have Pastor Bernard Wesley with me today, who's joined the gospel train, and he's going to tell us all about his ministry and all about the concert that's coming up, the gospel concert of Ricky Dillard with Terrell and the C2 Mass Choir. He has opened up his new church. Hello, good morning, Pastor Wesley. How are you?
Thank you so much, Deborah, for having me. I am just wonderful. Just couldn't get any better. It's already snowed, our first snow of the year. So, Denver, we're on our way. So.
Yes, we are. So, yeah. I really want to talk about you have a new ministry and all of the great things that you're doing. I know that you do a lot of promotions and stuff and a lot of great events, but your ministry is really growing. So tell me a little bit about that. You and Jackie have just been a blessing for me.
Well, you know, I've been in this thing for almost 50 years. A lot of people may or may not know that I got my start at King Baptist Church back in the late 70s. So I've been involved in ministry and music and events for many years. The current ministry that I've been blessed with, me and my wife, Word of Truth, is basically an opportunity to share the Word of God with people more of on a grassroots level. A lot of ministries strive to get buildings and strive to get, you know, other things that are more tangible in terms of where people meet and that kind of thing. My ministry and what I do is more trying to reach people from within. I know that over the last, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 years, there's not as many people go to a physical church anymore because of COVID, and just a lot of us just don't have the background and family members that take us to church. So I've kind of reversed this thing, whereas I actually go out and try to build relationship or build bridges with people individually, and then start the ministry from that point and actually kind of share with them the foundational thoughts of who Jesus Christ is and how that reflects in people's lives. We most churches, when you join or you get involved with the church, they baptize you, they give you a Bible, they say a few words over you, give you a few sprinkles of water and oil, and they send you on your way. My goal is to do the reverse of that. A lot of times people don't know how to match who they are spiritually with what's going on with them emotionally. And so I use a book called God's Promises that allows you to have an assessment of who you are emotionally and then find the scriptures that match what's going on in your life from that perspective. So it's a different way of going at ministry, but yet it's a more foundational way of really planting the right seeds in people.
Praise God.
We use the God's Promises book to identify where people are emotionally, and then we identify the right scriptures that would match or help them make the right assessment on how that scripture will affect their lives and what's really going on with people on the inside. Churches don't spend enough time with people trying to figure out exactly what's happening to them spiritually and emotionally. We just give them a Bible and we pray for them and then we tell them good luck.
Yes. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I think that's a new approach, especially for younger people, because they have, you know, kind of been confused out here and they're kind of wandering around and needing, you know, some guidance and some help. And I think that's
you are absolutely. And that's really the goal of what my ministry is to give people understanding. The Word of God really is based on this, to give people understanding. Well, how do they get that? You can't just give them the pages and expect them to just assimilate it from just reading. No, it takes a little bit more to really kind of match what a person's feeling emotionally, and how do we develop them as people using the scriptures in a way that it helps people emotionally to build a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Praise God. So I really appreciate you expressing yourself that way. So tell me, how has this evolved, and because of the promotions and things that you do, like bringing Ricky Dillard into town?
Right. Sure. Well, first of all, it probably takes anywhere between 25 and 30 volunteers to do something like this. So first of all, you have to have the mindset is that you're not an island unto yourself. Anything that you do at this level or whatever you're trying to do in event-wise, it takes manpower. It takes emotional support of a lot of people. And I have, I guess I'll say, the unique ability to be able to kind of have a little vision to see, okay, take for instance this whole Ricky Dillard project. Well, he usually travels with about, when they do his new G group, about 50 people. Well, we just couldn't afford to bring 50 people all the way from Atlanta to bring him to Denver. So Terrell Martin and the C2 Mass Choir is a group that I've been working with for the last 2 years. I've invited them to different groups. And so I merged the thoughts together, Terrell Martin and the choir, Ricky Dillard, choir master. You put those two things together, and then now you have a very strong opportunity to worship at the next level, is what I call it. And so that's how those two items have come together for this event to happen on November 11th.
Praise God. Well, we are definitely looking for the blessing. Ricky Dillard is a very, very talented artist, and I think this is his first time coming here, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. First time. And I went to a church in my early years, King Baptist, that a lot of the music and choir music that we sang was Ricky Dillard. So for me, this is an exciting time to actually bring a guy to Denver, music that I've been singing in church for almost 20 years. And so that makes me not as young as I used to be.
Right. So, and it doesn't make him that young either.
There you go. So we're putting dates on this now. But exactly. And he has a new album out that just came out earlier, probably 3 or 4 months ago, which is called Breakthrough.
Okay.
And so you'll hear some of that music at the event as well. So great time coming, and at a beautiful place, Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church.
Yes.
Has agreed to allow us to do this event there. And so there's a lot of wonderful pieces and people coming together for this to be a strong event in the Denver community.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you bringing him and just the C2 Mass Choir. Terrell Martin is a great, great musician, and they have a great, great choir.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. And our blessings always go out to Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church for the loss of Pastor Smith. We love him so much, and we are truly, truly going to miss him.
Right.
Yeah.
And just a point there, we are actually the Ministerial Alliance and the NAACP will be giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to Pastor Smith's family and to the church as
Praise
a token
God.
Of our love.
Right.
Yeah, a token of our love that night. So we're looking forward to being able to present that to them and show them that they
that
matter.
That should be a great, great time.
I tell you what, it's all in there. We got it all in there.
Okay, so my last question, what is it that you can say to the community out here, or especially for the young people, that will really inspire them and keep them really focused, in their hearts in God?
Well, just like I was one of those people at one point in my career in doing music and events, trust and believe what the Word of God is telling you. If you can stay focused, and really be, continue to just have a faith of wanting to be successful in whatever that may be. It could be in music, in art, it could be in a career, in any of those things that you're trying to achieve. If you put God first in terms of how that maturation of that word into your life, you will begin to see the fruits of whatever that may be in your life come to fruition as time goes on. It has happened for me. I know it can happen for you.
Praise God. Well, thank you, Pastor Bernard Wesley, for joining and riding on the gospel train this morning.
Yes.
Thank you
for giving me a seat.
Yeah. And bringing Ricky Dillard. That's right. That's coming up. That's the 11th. That's Friday.
November. Day.
That's right. Veterans Day.
Yeah,
and
so
it's going to be Ricky
Martin.
You
got no excuse for not being there.
No,
yeah,
exactly.
No, Veterans Day. You got the day off. So.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Okay. God bless you. And, of course, we will be there with bells on, you know, and looking forward to
seeing. Exciting time. All the music, the music,
that's right.
The music.
And all the blessings that will be there.
Yeah. And,
God bless you.
Get out there and get those tickets. They're going fast.
That's good. Okay, thank you so much, Pastor Wesley, for joining us on the Gospel Train today. And I want to remind everyone that the Gospel Concert with Ricky Dillard is November 11th. That's Friday, Veterans Day, featuring Ricky Dillard and Terrell Martin and the C2 Mass Choir at Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church. That's at 1500 South Dayton Street in Aurora. I want to see you there. If you need more information, you can give them a call at 303-704-2974 for more information. Or you can always go on traditionalsoundsentertainment.com. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
Because the power of the Lord is unbeatable. Great is. The greatness of the Lord
is inconceivable.
The love that he shows
is unconditional.
The power of the Lord. Put your hand together. God is great. Come on, clap your hand and help me. And he's greatly too.
And great
things to be praised. Help me sing
it,
house.
God is great.
And he's greatly too.
And great things to be praised.
Let's sing it again, children. The greatness of the Lord, is inconceivable. Because the love that he shows,
is unconditional.
Power of the Lord
is unbeatable.
Great
is.
Now put it right there.
God is great.
And he's greatly too.
And great things to be praised.
That's all he's saying. And you can help us out. God is great. And he's great there too.
And great things to be praised.
Come on, clap your hands in the room. Help me say it.
God is great.
Yes, Lord. And he's great there too.
And great things to be praised.
Yes, he is.
God is great.
Yeah. And he's great there too.
And great things to be praised.
I want you to go on in with us and sing it.
That's none other than Ricky Dillard that's going to be right here at Rising Star on the 11th. That's next Friday, Veterans Day. And, of course, I'm going to be giving away a couple of tickets right now. You can give me a call at 720-275-0885 And if you are caller number 5, I'm going to give them to you. God bless you.
Come on, take the roof off. Hey, hey, God is great. Great, that's who.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, presenting Damien Sneed's Joy to the World, a Christmas musical journey on December 1st, featuring Damien's original arrangements of holiday favorites, spirituals, and gospel music. Tickets at NewmanCenterPresents.com.
Okay, I want to remind you that the C to KCFA Rocky Mountain Chapter, their monthly fellowship is today at 3 o'clock. That's 11761 East Cornell Circle in Aurora. That's you can give Eunice a call at 303-517-7950 for more information. That's today at 3 o'clock. Also, doing Ricky Dillard, and thank you for all the calls. I really appreciate that. I do have a couple of winners that I will be announcing, but the Gospel Music Explosion is that Sunday, November 13th. That's going to be hosted by Dr. Seal Morgan Smith, and you definitely want to go see that because Christopher Hearn's going to be there, John P. J.P. Polk is going to be there, and they're featuring Ron McMillan, which we haven't heard him in quite a little while with his saxophone. That's going to be at New Hope Baptist Church, 3701 Colorado Boulevard. So if you miss Ricky Dillard, you can always go to the Gospel Music Explosion, or you can go to both of them and have a spirit-filled weekend. Now, I want to tell you, in December coming up is the Decades of Love presents One Night Only. It's a celebration that's CM, and I want to tell you, Sia Chandler, she is such a great, she won the Karaoke World Champion. She was one of the runner-ups. I'm telling you, she is doing some amazing things. That's going to be at the Soul Dove Underground at 7401 East 1st Street. That's going to be December 15th, so mark your calendar. We're going to give you more information about that coming up. That's Decades of Love. You know, they present all the Christmas stuff, and they do great, great performances. It's a Christmas celebration. That's December 15th. Location is going to be at the Soul Dove Underground at 7401 East 1st. That's all the way in December. So between Damien Sheed on the 1st and, you know, Decades of Love, there's going to be a lot of celebrations going on, and we just have to support all these events that are coming to us. Stay with us. I got more great gospel music coming to you. I Believe, Jonathan Nelson, Echoes Holy Red Rocks Worship, and Take the Stage by Nathaniel Bassey. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Come on, everybody, get your feet heavy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, catch it, Jehovah.
Jehovah.
I trust
in you.
In you.
Oh, Lord, say it.
Oh, Lord.
Jehovah,
you.
I trust.
I trust in you.
Oh, Lord. Y'all got your part over here.
Over you.
I can't hear you. Come on, say.
Say it.
I trust.
Say it.
The highest throne, welcomed by a melody, an anthem I have always known, a song that's always been in me. All glory and honor, dominion and power to you.
Face down.
take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're satisfied just to see you glorified. Oh, dear Lord, I ask you to take your place. Sing through me, speak through me, blow through me, and preach through me, that your name be glorified. Let the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen. Amen. Rababaka papa rabashuli and abakoria and abakoria. Amen.
It's all on you, on how we should move. I'll let you decide. Cause I'm tired of fighting. I'm sit back and enjoy the ride. Been a real long time since I seen sunshine through my darkest skies. I love it when you drive. I can sit back and enjoy the ride. When I tried in my way, it was all wrong. All the friends that I had, they were long gone. Did the best that I could to be strong. Thought about letting go, but I held on. Now I need you to choose how I should move. By your side, that's a win, and I can't lose. Still, I'ma need your strength when I get weak. So you can drive, I can ride in the backseat. Go and you take me.
Yeah.
I know I won't always understand.
Yeah.
Take a chance, and even if it get confusing, I'll be doing whatever you're choosing.
Choice is all on you, and I wish you I'll let you decide.
Decide.
Cause I'm tired of fighting. I'ma sit back and enjoy the ride.
Been a real long time.
Been a real long time since I've seen sunshine through the darkest skies.
Let and I follow, chasing right after you. And that's the truth, I won't less of me. I need more of you, till thy will be done. When you call, I'll come. Till your kingdom come. God, it's a race to run. Oh,
yeah.
I know I won't always understand.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're going, but I'll take a chance.
Back and enjoy the ride.
It has been so long.
Been a real long time since I've seen sunshine through the darkest
through the darkest sky.
Loving
me,
loving
you.
I'ma sit back and enjoy the ride.
Choices are on you.
Hey,
loving
me, loving you. I'ma sit back and enjoy the ride.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I tell you, it's about that time for us to get back to the station. Hope you have fall back on your clocks, and so you won't be late for church or whatever activities that you're doing today. And God bless each and every one of you. Remember to go with God in all of your ways, and all that love that you have in your heart, share that with each and every person that you meet, because we need to share love, 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 love. And remember, whatever you're going to do this week, God has a miracle for you. He has a blessing for you. I know that no one won that Powerball, billion dollars, but anyway, you got another week to check it out. Anyway, here's none other than Anthony Brown and Therapy. They're going to take us home, and they're going to tell you about the blessings that you're going to have next week. God bless, and I will see you next week. God bless you.
I cannot explain it. This may not make sense. I know what it looks like, but I choose to go against that. And I'm speaking something different. I'm speaking something different. Claiming something different, expecting something different, say.
I cannot explain it, this may not make sense.
I know
what it looks like, but I choose to go
and
against I'm speaking something different.
I'm claiming
something different.
Find somebody near you.
Till we meet at Jesus' feet.